The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for Increased Understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage on The Takeaway is supported in part by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.
At 11.08 p.m. Eastern Time last night, Troy Davis was put to death by lethal injection. The Georgia inmate maintained his innocence until the end, and John Lewis, who was the media witness there, gave this first-hand account of the last moments of Troy Davis.
He said to the family that he was sorry for their loss, but also said that he did not take their son, father, brother. He said to them to dig deeper into this case, to find out the truth. He asked his family and friends to keep praying, to keep working, and keep the faith. And then he said to the prison staff, the ones he said who are going to take my life, he said to them, may God have mercy on your souls. And his last words were to them, may God bless your souls.
Davis was convicted of the 1989 shooting of a police officer. In the years since, though, many of the witnesses who testified against him have recanted, and Davis was scheduled to be executed three times prior to last night. All of them were halted because of questions over the certainty of his guilt. Josephine Bennett joins us now. She's a reporter with Georgia Public Broadcasting who was outside the prison last night. A long night for you, Josephine.
It was, actually. I got there about 2:30, and when I arrived, there were already several protesters there. So I think it was a long afternoon and evening for everybody that was there.
These, you actually brought sound for us of the protesters who were standing outside the Jackson prison. Let's take a listen. That's actually something that we saw appearing all over people's Facebook pages and on Twitter. They're saying, I am Troy Davis. Can you explain, as the afternoon progressed into the evening, how the mood of the crowd changed?
It went back and forth, and a lot of them wore blue T-shirts with white letters on them that actually said, I am Troy Davis. At times, the afternoon felt like a church meeting, with a lot of preaching going on, but at times it also felt like more of a rally, a little more energetic in tone. So it really went back and forth. And then as the news came that the Supreme Court was going to take a look at it, a lot of people mistook that and thought that he had been issued a stay. So the crowd became very jubilant, and then things settled down again. So it was really back and forth all afternoon and evening.
And the Supreme Court turned out to be just a delay, that nothing more than that. Josephine Bennett, is the capital punishment a perennial issue in Georgia state politics, and is it likely to be after this case?
Well, I think this case is different than any other case we've ever had. I covered an execution back in 2008, a gentleman named William Earl Lind, and he was the first person to die after the Supreme Court ruled that this was not cruel and unusual punishment. And at that time, there were maybe five or six protesters at the prison that night, but this was completely different. And I think the thing that made it completely different was the question of whether he actually had done it, and the recanted testimony. It made this an entirely different thing. And I think going forward, the people that I spoke to said this is going to become an issue. So, we'll see.
Josephine Bennett is a reporter for Georgia Public Broadcasting. She was outside the prison most of the day yesterday, and when Troy Davis was executed last night. We certainly want to get your take with all this high-profile doubt over Troy Davis's guilt. Do you think you've changed your opinion on the death penalty? Let us know at 8778-MY-TAKE. And let me put that question to you a little further, Josephine, because there was so much international involvement, even, in what's going on with the Troy Davis case. Was there something particular about this case with the dramatic witness testimony and the recanting, or was this just kind of a culmination of a discussion that had been brewing?
I think it had everything to do with the recanted testimony, because while people around the world have spoken out against what happens in the United States over the death penalty, I've never seen anything like this. I mean, I had calls when I was working tonight. I did four interviews with the BBC and there were reporters literally from all over the world. I heard people speaking, French and other languages, and it was completely different.
Josephine, is there a rule in Georgia about exculpatory evidence once a trial is concluded, once a jury actually finds fact? Is it likely that procedure might be changed in Georgia to allow the reconsideration in a more formal way of evidence that is suddenly found to be fundamentally different after the trial, whether it's recantation or even DNA evidence, that sort of thing?
Well, I think that's perhaps a goal of the people that were involved in this whole movement. The Amnesty International, immediately after we learned that he had been put to death, passed out press releases and calling this a catastrophic failure of the justice system. And I don't think they're going to let this die. I think there's definitely a chance that there could be some changes coming. And I think that's what the people that have been galvanized by Troy Davis are, that's their goal.
But what place does capital punishment hold in Georgia politics? I mean, we've seen the Rick Perry, the Republican presidential candidate, saying that in Texas, at least, where they have such a high number of executions, or more at least than other states, that's a strong political campaigning point. Is it the same in Georgia?
I think it is the same in Georgia. I think there are people at least this time thinking about the death penalty. I think there were a lot of people that ignored it every time somebody was executed. But I think people at least this time stopped for a moment and thought, what if he really isn't guilty? And I think that's kind of a first. So, will anything really happen? I'm not sure politically. I don't know if the will is there, but maybe, you know, the will is there with the people in Georgia.
Well, is this the end of this? I mean, is this the case closed on Troy Davis in Georgia, at least? All these protesters from around the world go home?
I think that's actually what they do. As everybody filed out, it was very peaceful. It ended, and I think that's what they do. But I think things are different now.
And this case for you, as you say, was different.
It was different, just because of the doubt that was placed in everybody's mind.
Josephine Bennett, reporter for Georgia Public Broadcasting. She was outside the prison when Troy Davis was executed last night. Josephine, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Again, the Georgia death row inmate Troy Davis, put to death by lethal injection last night. He was pronounced dead at 11:08 p.m. Eastern Time. And I want to ask the question to you again. Was this case different for you, and has it at all changed your opinion on the death penalty? You can give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post your comments to thetakeaway.org.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.